Hey, Sue and Mark Lundeen lived a few years at Bearskin Lodge working for Dave Tuttle when he had the place. And now they rent a cabin each year at Seagull. And the family has a tradition that Mark takes each child into the Boundary Waters on a trip. This year, its turn is for 10-year-old Nick. And his two older sisters have already made that trip. Well, good morning, Mark and Nick.
Good morning.
Okay, Mark, why is the Boundary Waters canoe area trip a tradition for you and each of your children?
Well, very special place, and I think that every kid should enjoy it, not from the middle seat, from the bow seat. So I think it's real important for Sue and I to get the kids involved real early.
So they're paddling bow, right?
Yep.
And how long do you stay out on a trip like this?
Usually a couple nights.
Mm-hmm.
Nick wants to get down to the 4th of July for Graham Ray festivities, so some things are more important, I guess.
Okay, well, Nick, so what do you think about going into the Boundary Waters with your dad? I mean, you've heard your sisters talk about it, I'm sure.
I think it is a good opportunity to go because some kids don't have fathers that don't do anything with them.
Yeah, you're right about that, Nick. You are. Mark, what were some of the highlights with the daughters? Give us their daughters' names, too. We shouldn't just refer to them as they.
Yeah, they probably wouldn't like that.
No.
Jill is 20, and actually she was born here in Grand Marais.
Oh, really?
And student at UMD.
Mm-hmm.
No. And Anna's a 17. And Jill, I took her to Moose, to Ensign. Caught a lot of fish. Beautiful trip. And Anna, we went to Hagman up on Echo, out of Ely.
Oh, out of Ely, sure. Okay. Yeah.
And it was just not a very good trip.
I'm sorry.
It was about 100 degrees and no wind. And the snapping turtle decided that that campsite was his. And so, needless to say that she likes the power boat now.
Oh, I see. Were they about the same age?
Yep, 10 years old.
Oh.
Take them when they're 10.
So that's the deal. Okay, Nick. So have your sisters warned you about anything about these trips?
No.
No? They sounded like they pretty much enjoyed it.
Yeah, but except Diana.
Okay, yeah, that doesn't sound like a good experience.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I want you to be sure you got your bug dope with you because there's bound to be mosquitoes and black flies out there, right? But your dad knows about that. Mark, where are you planning on going?
We'll leave East Bearskin this morning and go up to Moon. And it's just one portage. It's kind of a killer portage, but it's one portage in, so it's not bad. And it's good fishing. It was one of my favorite lakes, and we lived up here. So
you're gonna actually fish while you're there. You're not just gonna paddle around.
Yeah, Nick could fish 24/7.
So, really?
Yeah.
Tell me about that, Nick. What do you like to fish for?
Northern walleye, the smallmouth.
Smallmouth bass are fun to catch. You're going into an area that I took my son in when he was just a little older than you, and been in that area a lot. It's really nice, and you're going to like it. And the smallmouth bass are fun to catch, and they'll take the bait away from the walleyes, I guess, pretty much. Mark, is this kind of a teaching trip?
Yeah, definitely. All about setting up the tent and proper stuff to bring and stuff that he'll have the rest of his life. So,
mm-hmm. And hanging the pack and all that, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, listen, hopefully the weather will hold for you.
Yeah, and, what's the story, Eric?
Well, it's maybe later tonight. It's at least this afternoon. Tonight we might get a little rain inland, and there could be some wind, so be sure that and Nick nail the tent down pretty good.
Okay.
Possibly some hail.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Ooh,
okay.
But we won't. We'll do our best to not have that happen for you. Well, okay.
You have to raise your pay grade to get that better weather.
Right. Yeah, right. Well, we are going to talk to the National Weather Service here in about 15, 20 minutes. Maybe we'll get a little bit more of an update. Well, listen, we'll send you on your way and wish you well. And Nick, you have a good time. And Mark, I know it's like visiting back to your old stomping grounds. So have a great trip.
We
and
sure will.
Stay safe. And thanks for talking to us this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Nick wants to say hi to Mom.
Okay.
Hi, Mom.
All right.
Got that, Sue? Okay.
Take care.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
We've been talking with Mark Lundin and his son, Nick. They're just about ready to head off out of East Bearskin and into Moon Lake on a camping trip.